Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has announced a new marketing consultancy service in Thailand. McDonald's has announced a new global campaign, and the use of HTTPS is on the rise. Baidu has announced a new marketing consultancy platform for the Thai market. Named Baidu Access, it's been designed for Thai businesses who want to target some of the many Chinese tourists who visit each year. The service will provide Thai businesses with consultancy on topics such as marketing channels, sales, and brand influence. Baidu Thailand's marketing director hopes that Baidu Access will account for around 80% of its entire revenue this year. Baidu Thailand is also reportedly in talks with a handful of Chinese entertainment companies in order to be able to broadcast video on the platform. Baidu Access will complete its launch in April 2017 after a handful of its features were launched in December 2016. McDonald's has launched a huge global marketing campaign. The I'm Loving It 24 campaign will see events take place on March the 24th in 24 cities across the globe. For example, Sydney will have a giant ball pool installed, whilst customers in London will be able to see the singer Jessie J perform in a double-decker bus. It's all part of what the Senior Director of Global Brand Development, Matt Biesbiel, called the brand's biggest push in years. Biesbiel said that the company has to try different things in order to engage with younger consumers who are moving across screens. The events will take place in a wide range of countries, including the US, UK, Australia, China, Brazil, and the Philippines. Research performed by Moz has found that the average number of HTTPS pages on a Google search results page is likely to surpass 50% by mid-2017. Since the search engine announced that it would be giving a boost to such pages, the amount has increased by as much as 20% since July last year. Pete Myers, who revealed the data, said in a Twitter post that he believes that the increase was due to sites switching to HTTPS following Google's announcement rather than a new algorithm making such a difference. However, he did add that he believed that in the near future, the search engine would crank it up. Myers added that HTTPS for SEO was mostly hype, but that it was important that businesses did not hide their heads in the sand regarding the effects of Google's updated algorithms. WeChat's recently released mini programs are failing to capture the imagination of users. The small apps, which don't need to be downloaded by users, were launched 2 months ago and have seen a sharp decline in usage. A recent report published by II Media also said that the main reason users were giving up on the apps was a lack of choice available compared to normal downloadable apps. It was also revealed that only 10% of developers who have already launched a mini program will continue to develop them, while 70% have no plans to continue with them or have given up on them completely. George Borelli, the founder of Hangzhou Plus, said that the main issue was that the mini programs were hard to open and find for new users, adding that users had to be taught how to download them and open them. It was suggested by one industry professional that to make the idea work, Tencent should give them unique functions, such as better access to smart devices. And finally, online consumers in Switzerland are buying cross-border more than ever. A study by VSV, GfK, Swiss Post and Media Focus found that in 2016, the Swiss spent around 1.22 billion euros abroad, an increase of nearly 20% on 2015. The category that saw the highest levels of cross-border spending was electronics. The country which saw the highest growth in purchases was China. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.